Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects. It's Super Bowl week, fellas.
Like Nick's a holiday.
Here, Barry's here, I'm here. We're ready to rock and roll.
I just noticed you're lit up again.
Yeah, I did. I noticed when I walked in. I was like, oh, the radiation's back.
But I have a pink filter on mine, and you don't, so you're like nice and shiny and bright.
It's probably to take that lighting that had you half looking like you were glowing
like
in the
I was
dark
glowing,
last week.
Yeah. Which I am, because I don't have a tan, and my body is almost translucent. I'm so white.
Who does? If you have a tan at this time of the year, you obviously are getting it electronically or either president of the United States.
Have you ever done spray tan?
No.
I have.
Now that's not shocking to me. Oh, yes. Come on. Is that shocking to you?
No, it's not.
I did spray tan.
Really?
Why? Yeah. For a show?
No. Just because I was wanted to be tan.
Oh, come on, man.
You were the only male when that happened, right?
No. No. Oh, God, no. No, no, no. I'm not the only male that spray tans. Tyler does it. I don't know. I had lost a lot of weight, so I was like feeling really good about myself. I was like, you know what? I'm always like so pale because I try not to get too much sun because my dad had skin cancer. So I try to avoid the sun and not, you know, get skin cancer.
Sense.
I mean, you know, dying sucks.
Yeah.
So if you can avoid cancer, that's always good. And I was in the sun a lot as a kid, so I try to stay away from it now. So I just decided to do a little spray tan.
So you did a spray tan, and does that mean you feel greasy the whole day, or like how
no,
does it?
No, I mean you feel different, but after the first day, you're good. And then it slowly wears off. And
I'm
then
with
that's
Nick
it.
Though. What does that feel like? Is it like a crispy coating on you, or
no? It's almost the equivalent of if you just put like sunscreen on. You know how at first for like the first
right.
hour or so, you kind of feel it, you notice it, but then you get used to it, and it goes away. Same thing.
Okay.
It's no different.
And how long does it last for?
Like a week, maybe? Close to a week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was, I was pretty hot and sexy, I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty sexy for the week. For the week. And then, you know.
I was that guy that always, like, played golf, never wore sunscreen.
And did you burn a lot?
And wanted to tan all the time.
Yeah.
And I have darker skin, so I normally didn't burn a lot. But then, like a few years ago, it was quite a while now, but Jim Foley, because Jim Foley of the Rockets broadcast, everybody was always golfing.
Right.
And Jim Foley came in and was like, Joel, you need to get to a doctor. There's like 43 things on my skin. I'm like, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, you need to get to a doctor and make sure that you get that taken care of right away, because golfing without sunscreen is not a good idea.
No, being out in the sun in general without sunscreen is not a good idea. That's why, yeah, like I said, man, with the dad going through the skin cancer and
that's an obvious reason. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not doing that. I mean, if I can avoid, obviously I'm out in the yard a lot, so I do get out there, but I try to wear sunscreen or long sleeves when I'm out there. So
you got your floppy hat and your
just
mesh
glad
bikini.
This isn't distracting at all. Just having Brandon in here working on stuff and Tyler coming in.
Good thing you didn't
we're just doing a show.
No,
it's no big deal.
Tyler helped me out because I forgot my charger at the house.
Just trying to do a radio show here.
Well, let's try harder. How was the trip?
The trip was so badass, man.
It was
I'm
good?
Not going to lie. First of all, I got to give a big shout out to Jeff Dye. That dude, great comic.
Okay.
Prolific writer. Hilarious on stage. But a good dude. Like a genuinely... You ever met somebody that's just genuinely nice and kind to everybody? Doesn't matter who it is. Just a genuinely good dude. And we had a good time. And then, so apparently he did a show, and I forget what the show was called, but he did a show with George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Henry Winkler.
Yeah. Well, he was the host of it.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
And so him and Terry Bradshaw are like family. now.
Wow.
Because and he introduced me. He's like my dad. He's like, I love him more than I love my dad. Like he says it.
That's pretty cool.
But so he goes, well, since this is Terry's neck of the woods, he's going to be here this weekend. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. He goes, do you want a picture with him? I was like, I mean, no offense, but I'm kind of like not that guy. I'm not a fanboy like that. I don't need a picture with it. Because he goes, because if you need one, get it now. Because after the show, he likes to drink. You probably aren't going to get a picture.
Oh, does he really?
And so I was like, okay. But he was so cool. Dude, so we did the show. And on Saturday, Terry comes to the show. Then he's sitting in there. And then they bring him up. So Terry goes on stage, does a few jokes, and then introduces Jeff and brings him on stage. And it was really cool. The crowd was going crazy because it's Terry Bradshaw, obviously. And then after the show, we're just hanging out in the green room. And Terry Bradshaw's crazy. Just like you see him on TV, is exactly how he is in real life.
That's badass.
Yeah, man. He's just a nice guy. He was funny. He was personable. Like when he saw us afterwards, he was like, you are so funny, man. You are like, he was very complimentary and just kind. It was really cool, man. And so we're in the green room and he's like acting like he can play guitar and just messing around. And it was fun. It was really cool.
That's pretty cool, man. So you had your Super Bowl radio row anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
so you got it out of the way.
Terry Bradshaw shows up and yeah, it was chill. It was a really cool weekend.
That's pretty sweet. I mean, that's a Hall of Famer.
He's a legend. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. That dude is a legend.
That show was different because that's where they made him try all kinds of crazy things.
Oh, really?
It was William Shatner, Henry Winkler,
George Foreman,
and Bradshaw. Yeah, and he your buddy would take him to all different countries and things, and now you got to try goat testicles. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just the way they would react and everything like that was pretty fun.
He was really cool. So something happened though. This was so funny. So this was it Friday after the show? I don't remember what day. It was after one of the shows. And usually after a show, as you know, I'll sell merch like shirts or whatever I have at the time. And so I usually set up and I'm in this club, it's by the bar where you set up. So there's like I put some tables out, put the shirts on there, whatever. And this guy and this chick come up and they order a drink and the guy leans over and goes, can I buy you a drink? I enjoyed your show. I was like, yeah, absolutely, man. So he buys me a drink. He's wearing a sport coat and a black turtleneck and he's got all kinds of jewelry on and he's got a dog tag on around his neck, a turtleneck, mind you, and the dog tag's on the outside, right?
Was it Kelly Aiko?
No. So he starts, you know, he buys me the drink and I'm just kind of sitting there. He goes, so what do you need? I was like, what? He goes, what are you looking for? I was like, I don't think I follow what you're asking me right now. And then in my mind, I'm thinking, is he a male prostitute? Is he trying to take me home? He goes, no. What are you looking for in your career? I thought, is this dude a manager? Because this is not how you get a manager. He goes, I'm asking. I said, well, this year I'm really focusing on just getting my first comedy album recorded and, you know, using that and maybe focusing on writing my late night set, trying to get that recorded and trying to get it submitted and see if I can't get on a late night gig somehow, some way. I doubt it, but it'd be great. You know, got to try. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm an angel investor with the Angel Investors of Fort Worth. And you know what an angel investor is, right?
I do not.
So an angel investor is like people with a lot of money that invest in businesses. They give you money, kind of startup capital or whatever. Or they infuse money into an existing business. They're supposedly wealthy people with a lot of money that just give you money to do a business.
So it's Shark Tank without the TV.
Basically.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah, no, comedy's not really like that. I mean, I just, you know, I'm trying to get this record deals with 800-pound gorilla. If that falls through, then I've got to fund it myself or whatever. And I'm looking at him, and he's drinking a Budweiser. Two, the dog tag that he's wearing, I noticed, says The Gap. Three, so we talk for a minute, and he goes, well, here, I'm going to give you my info, and if something falls through, you just call me. I was like, oh, okay. So he takes one of my cards and writes his name and number on it. And I'm going, okay, this is a lot of red flags.
It's like three
for an angel investor. You're an angel investor, and you drink Budweiser. You don't have a business card, so you use mine.
Right.
And you have a dog tag on that says The Gap. You don't have on like a diamond necklace. I couldn't see the watch, but the earring that he had, instead of a diamond, it was just a silver circle on his ear. Like, not even a hoop.
Was it
just
like the font
disc
of The Gap? The store?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Gap.
Oh, my.
Then I get the business card, and it's his name at hotmail.com. I was like, bro, you can't even afford your own domain name. You couldn't even got, like, you know, Bobby at angelinvestor.com or something. Like, you had a Hotmail account. I was like, this, at least I got a free drink out of it. But I was like, this dude is just running around just
See,
telling
and I'm
people.
Thinking before you said it was actually that. I'm thinking the dog tags, like, diamond encrusted with the Gap.
No!
It was Charlie just Wilson.
I mean, like...
Burn rubber, and he's got money to spend. He wants to invest in comedians.
And you know what pissed me off? All that dude didn't even buy a shirt.
Oh,
you're an angel investor. You ain't even got money for a shirt.
At least keep the Bud
get
cool.
Out of
get
here,
a koozie,
man. Right?
Come on.
Oh, I yeah, was but that like, was the Budweiser, the earring, the dog
dead
tag.
Giveaway.
Oh yeah,
dead giveaway. And then he's got some chick with him, and she's like you could tell she's fooled. Like she believes that he's an angel investor. And I was like, so what do you do? She goes, I'm in sales or marketing. I was like, or? Sales or marketing.
Are usually you looking for a job in sales or marketing?
No, I said, or. Usually it's sales and marketing. She goes, well, I haven't decided what I want to do yet. No, I asked you, what are you doing? Not what do you want to do? I was like, these people are so weird.
She's crunching numbers for Saved by an Angel. She's definitely
Fort Worth. I love it. It's my favorite place to go perform outside of Houston. But it's always that was the place where the girl poked me in my beehole,
the doorbell,
taking a picture. I'm like, what is it up with that town? Great crowds, great people, fun weekend, but always something weird happens every time.
They're just a little bored. They need some things to do, so they go see comedy and then they see how far they can go.
I guess, but it was a badass weekend.
I was distracted too, but I wasn't as bothered as Barry was.
That was annoying.
Because Twin Peaks is here.
Oh, that's why you were distracted?
Yeah. That's why I was distracted.
The food, girls are
food?
Outside?
No, the food.
The food. It was the food.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the chicks. Right, it wasn't the chicks. It was the
which
food.
Which distraction was getting
you?
Yeah,
of course.
All right. Well,
the chicken breasts.
As Nick said, Twin Peaks in the building. We're going to be there Thursday for a pre-Super Bowl extravaganza as
there.
Well. So plenty of things as we get started here on The Usual Suspects. And, of course, the door's wide open for you to join us. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I see you dead. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Max, start here. 97.5 all the way till 4 o'clock right here, and then of course the Blitz will take you home till 7. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel in studio, and we have some special guests because, you know, it's like Super Bowl week, so if we're not going to be at the Super Bowl, we might as well get more important guests than are at the Super Bowl here in our studios.
Yes.
So with that being said, we want to welcome to the show Cameron and Alana, who are with us from Twin Peaks. They welcome to the show, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you. How
Everything
are you?
Good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Excited for Super Bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you picking?
I don't know.
Part of the test.
Ooh. Not going to lie to you. I was kind of rooting for the Saints to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, there's nothing wrong.
Are you a Saints fan? Are you a Saints fan?
That's all right.
I did want to see them go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But since it's between the Patriots and the Rams, I'm going to give it to the Rams just because I want to see Tom Brady kind of.
Lose?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not a Tom Brady, not a man in Uggs fan? Huh?
I'm not going to say I'm
Joel
not a
has
fan.
Uggs. Is it okay that he wears Uggs? Is that
it's absolutely
cool?
False, by the way, but go on with it.
Guys can wear Uggs.
Can
they make them for Uggs.
Are y'all wearing Uggs right now? You have furry boots on. Those look like
yeah,
Uggs.
Yeah, y'all can come fly to Twin Peaks, you know, if you want to wear some Uggs.
They both have Uggs.
Joel,
like
you would look
on.
Great in one of these tops with it tied up and your breast accentuated. You would look hot.
I think you would. I benched this morning, so I'm feeling better about myself. Yeah, I've gotten rid of the, what does AJ call them, the pancake boobs.
Yes, that
so,
would,
yeah, that
be
would
good.
Be better for me. That's Nick, by the way, in the production window.
So, Alana, who you got? Who are you taking?
I don't know. I mean, do the Patriots ever get tired of winning? Like,
you feel like they would, right?
Right. So I guess I'm going for the Rams.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's the consensus. I think most people want to see Tom Brady and the Patriots and Bill Belichick fail.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So now you guys brought us some food. You didn't realize that I'm on a diet, but that's okay. That's it's delicious. What all did you bring us? And what are y'all doing special for Super Bowl this week? Do y'all have anything going on?
We definitely have some wing specials going on. I mean, who doesn't want wings on Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But right.
You can come get our super cold beers. They're 29 degrees and a nice cold mug.
Nice.
So if you guys want beers and wings, stop by Twin Peaks anytime, any location.
Now, how long have you been at Twin Peaks? How long have you been working for them?
I've actually only been there like this about a week.
Oh.
What?
Welcome to the family.
A week? They already let you get on radio in a week? Oh, you must know somebody.
No.
No? Alana, how long have you been doing at Twin Peaks?
Since October, so a few months.
Oh, so they let all the new girls do the radio, huh? All the vets have to stay there and work. I see how it is. That's great. So you like it? I mean, is it do you get tired of dudes like, hey, what's up? Does it, people try to pick you up all the time? That get old?
I mean, yeah, it gets old.
Tell the truth. It's just us. It's just the two of us.
Yeah, no,
it does get old, right?
I will say, since I have started serving by myself, almost every day somebody leaves their phone number on the receipt.
Really?
I promise you.
Like, on the receipt?
Yeah. And they say, like, make sure you call me, and I'm like, okay.
That's so lame.
Wait till they do it on the back of a business card. That's where Barry is. Because when Barry does comedy now, they actually take his business card and put it on the back because it's a stronger connection.
That's so lame. So, and that never works, right? Like, you're not some dude that just bought some chicken wings from you and tipped $2. You're not.
Exactly.
That's not going to work, right? I don't know. I don't know why us guys think that works, but we do.
Well, because alcohol is involved, for one.
That's
and
probably
then for
true.
Two, if you guys are working like a big sporting event, are the tips better when their team is winning or when there's a good game and a lot of excitement? Or are they really just looking for high expectations with low tips?
I would say that the tips are better. I mean, obviously, if they're happy because the team is winning. But so, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens on Super Bowl.
Now, what, do y'all work at the same location or do you work at different locations?
We work at the same.
Which one?
Kirby.
Kirby.
You
okay.
Guys are at Kirby.
And I'm sure I'd be willing to bet you that we're breaking all kind of records for the stream right now. We have a video stream.
Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks stream is right there. So you got cameras everywhere. Yeah. So you guys don't realize you can get a medium-sized tan by the time you're done with this segment thanks to that light right there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't tan.
Well, you can. You still can.
I'm a little brown, so I'll just get like a little golden color.
Way to go. Joel's like, the black girl can get a tan. That doesn't work like that, Joel.
I would bet you that if you were out in the sun for an extended period of time, there would be a different skin pigmentation color.
There will be a different color, but it's going to be like.
Let him work out of it. Let him work out of it. He'll get out.
Those bags I'm crawling out right now. I'm just trying to get out before the end of the segment is what I'm trying to do. We're going to be at the Twin Peaks 290 location on Thursday. So everybody, a little heads up, pre-Super Bowl party over there. So
Do y'all get competitive? Is there is it like gang violence where like the Kirby location hates the 290 location? And if you see each other, you're like, what's up, bitch? What?
I mean, we don't hate them.
No,
we know we're better than them.
I know. So there is a little bit of like competitiveness, right?
I haven't heard a thing. I'm still new here.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. So now you guys do like they'll do promotional stuff, right? Like calendars and pictures and stuff like. I had a buddy that used to take pictures, Jonathan. Oh God, what's his name? He's a photographer in town, but he did a lot of photography for Twin Peaks. So do you guys, how does that happen? Do they come to you? Do you go to them and audition for it? How do you get under some of the promotional stuff that they'll do?
You audition for it.
Do you?
Yeah. So
you have to but you have to know, do they let y'all know, like, hey, there's going to be an audition for the calendar or anything like that?
No, I mean, there's a new calendar every year. Uh-huh. So.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
That would make sense. So you just go and try out? Is it? Are you going to try out? Are either of you plans to do that?
I've been thinking about it, but I don't know yet.
Why not?
Just because, I mean, I'm in school, mm-hmm. So
where do you go to school?
I wouldn't want for it to consume like too much of my time.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
St. Thomas.
Okay, very good. And you? Are you in school or just working?
I'm in school too. I'm at Lone Star.
Okay. I graduated from Lone Star. There's no graduating. I don't know if you know that. I don't even know what the mascot is. And I bring this up every time it comes up. Dude, what's the mascot? Do you know?
I don't even know.
Sing the fight song.
It's a fighting calculator.
I feel like you're testing me.
I think it's the Hurricanes because I went to Lone Star too before. I went to St. Thomas and it was a hurricane.
At least you kept going. I just stopped. I didn't even fill out the paperwork for the associate's degree.
See how that works out? Look,
ladies, dreams come true, right?
No doubt. So you guys said, not to be offensive because everybody's going to ask anyway, not Nick, but do you guys have boyfriends?
No. Yeah, I do.
You should have said yes.
So how do you deal with that? So we know that part of the reason and the draw of guys going to Twin Peaks is they want to see the pretty girls, but like we said, then they're going to be a little overzealous, and the more they drink, the more comfortable they feel like just sanity. Your boyfriend's cool with that?
I mean, it's like, regardless, even if I didn't work at Twin Peaks, like, my boyfriend can't control what other people do. Like, he only can control, he can't control what I do, but I can control my own actions, and I mean, he trusts me, and I wouldn't want to, like, risk my relationship over some guy at Twin Peaks, so...
Good answer. She moves on in the pageant.
That is a good answer.
She does go into the pageant part of Twin Peaks. She wins.
Do you ever like pretend like you don't for a bigger tip? Like, oh yeah, here you're so cute and 500 pounds. I would love to go out with you. And then you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, I don't. That's because good. I mean, if they're gonna give me a tip, then they should give it to me for my service, not if I have a boyfriend or not.
I'm with you, but you know, guys are stupid like that.
But if they're bad tippers, do you have the QZ ring in your back pocket? Do you go, oh, sorry, I don't wear it during work time, but I'm taken. And your tips are terrible.
I have, like, the fake ring. My mom gave me this ring, and I wear it on my ring finger every time that I'm at work.
Who gave it to you?
My mom.
Oh, really? She's like, here, baby, just wear this. It'll keep the creepers away.
That's you and your mom going through wedding planning. It's fine. That's a big deal.
That's good.
All right, so we got a big deal. So you guys are going to be fired up. Are you guys both working on Sunday? Super Bowl?
Yep.
See? Big time.
I'm working Sunday morning, thinking about working Sunday night as well, so...
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people there because whenever we go there, we were just recently at the Kirby location.
Yep.
Food is absolutely fantastic. As Barry mentioned, the 29-degree beers are always cold for you. And again, if you want to join us on Thursday, pre-Super Bowl, because of course on Sunday you're going to be to the Kirby location, we're going to be there. Charlie Palillo is going to be there. The Blitz is going to be there. We're going to be giving away a $250 Twin Peaks gift card. So you can host your own Super Bowl party just by showing up. So stop by and see us on Thursday. Stop by and see the ladies anytime other than that. And, of course, on Sunday for the Super Bowl at the Kirby location. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Good job, ladies.
Thank you.
We appreciate
thanks for the
it
food,
much.
Too. Thanks for bringing us food.
I hope
thanks
you guys enjoy it.
Oh, we are. Of course.
Definitely.
No doubt about it. Look at all these chins by not enjoying food. Come on now.
You guys know we're doing this weight loss challenge for 3 weeks. It's not
Well,
ideal.
We have a vegan burger, so you can always stop
on
by.
Oh, see you.
There you go. And chicken breast, right?
Yes.
Yeah, lots. Okay. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, shout out again to Cameron and Alana from the Kirby location of Twin Peaks. We appreciate them stopping in. And of course, hey, it's a little warmer outside today, which is always good. But again, 29-degree beer, frosty. Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. You know how they do it.
You know how it goes.
Yeah. With all that being said, they stopped in. Everybody's happy. That's why we won't see anybody in the hallways for the next 25 minutes because they are scavenging all over, just ravishing everything that's there. So the food is going. So you being in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
Do you keep track of your Rockets this weekend?
I watched yesterday's game through the first half, and then I saw the last, 5 minutes of the,
Raptors
Friday
game?
Yeah.
The Raptors game, national TV at least.
Yeah, I did catch the last 5 minutes of that.
I mean, look, they're playing well. Kenneth Faried, again, another nice pickup, another double-double last night, playing well. Breaking news, of course, Anthony Davis this morning and his agent Rich Paul asked for a trade. I'm not sure people are aware of this because it was happening while we were coming on the air. But in looking at my computer, Anthony Davis is heading to Houston. So that is a huge deal, but only because they're playing the Rockets.
Nice.
Sorry. Yeah, don't get fired up about
that.
Try
to get everybody out. What?
Yeah, because everybody losing their mind over this.
Now, look, I'm not going to be the guy that's like, I don't know. I would love to have Anthony Davis as a Rocket.
Sure, who
wouldn't? Do you think he'd be a fit?
It depends on what you have to give up, right? Because you have to, you're going to have to totally rebuild the chemistry of the team.
Capella.
So that's
send
one thing.
Capella as
right.
a big man.
Eric
obviously.
Gordon.
But do you think he would be a fit for this type of offense, this style of play?
I do.
Okay.
You know why?
It's just a question.
Because unlike Capella, this is the thing that I've been very, very down on him for, but they're very high on it in New Orleans. He's become a three-point shooter.
Okay.
So much so that he doesn't go in the post much anymore. He likes to face the basket and shoot threes. That's kind of D'Antoni's system. That's the one element that you don't get with Clint Capella. He can still defend. He can still rebound. And offensively, if they play up tempo, he is not opposed to shooting the three.
Yeah, he's averaging three a game that he's shooting. He's making one of three. So he's shooting about 33%, which, hey.
Not bad.
You know what? That's better than Ryan Anderson did.
Right.
I wouldn't knock that at all. But, yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen, obviously.
No.
No way he's coming to Houston. What top three are you reading or hearing or seeing that chances of landing him?
So it depends on who you want him to go or who think they want for the best possible return on their trade. But Boston, which people don't realize, can't get involved in anything until after this season because they've already traded for Kyrie Irving. And there's a new clause where if you accelerate
the Derrick Rose
clause, which is if you accelerate, because after your first rookie contract, you get a 25% bump if you've been in the league 1 to 4 years. But if you want to accelerate it and get the 6-year bump, then you have to also fall into this category, which means you can't get two of those guys on the team at the same time. And for a lot of other clauses that'll just bore you, they can't do it. The Lakers are obviously number one, and LeBron. And if you don't know, Anthony Davis's agent is Rich Paul, who grew up with LeBron James, who started the agency with LeBron James. LeBron funds it, but Rich Paul is probably going to try and hook those two guys up in L.A.
No doubt. I've heard, L.A., I saw the report about not being able to go to Boston.
Right. Five teams that I saw come out.
Okay.
Denver, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Knicks, and Portland.
The Knicks.
I don't know if you're giving up Porzingis or you're hoping to keep him, but my reaction is the same as yours. Sure, if you're a New Yorker, you're like, oh, that'd be awesome, but you asked if he would fit here. How does he fit with Porzingis?
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Right?
That would be weird. A team, again, that they lost Oladipo. But a team like Indiana with Oladipo, if you could make the right moves and had the right pieces, that's a team that in the East, they're third, they're three back.
They got a lot of good pieces.
They got a lot of good pieces, and him and Oladipo together, you're starting to build something in Indiana. I'm not saying,
if you're Rich Paul, his agent, and him, you really want to go to Indiana because I know those endorsement deals are going to be coming out of the woodwork.
But if you added him immediately, I could see them with a healthy Oladipo contending in the East for the number one spot. I mean, that'd be a formidable duo at least.
I'll tell you the one that initially struck my fancy as a good fit for him is Portland. Because you've got two of the same type player already in Lillard and McCollum. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to rebuild a franchise or you want to get a guy that can already establish himself, that can play, wants to be a superstar. It's kind of like the Westbrook KD thing in Oklahoma City a few years ago. He's never going to be more than number two as long as Lillard is there. Yeah. So you could build a franchise and say, CJ, the keys are yours. We're going to build around you. And in the process, Portland gets a guy that they sorely need with some size up front.
Now, this is going to sound crazy.
Okay.
But and I'm sure he has some sort of clause, right, where he gets to pick where the
no.
So if they trade him, it's wherever they trade him to.
And then when he becomes a free agent after next season, he can then pick where he wants to go.
So he's on the hook. He's got to play next year wherever he gets traded.
Yep.
He's got to finish out the year and then next year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Memphis, you've already said you want to build around somebody else. You want to get younger. Would you trade Gasol? And maybe some picks and get him with the hopes of maybe signing him for the future.
If you're Memphis, you absolutely do
that because they want to move.
They've
got assets. They've got Conley and they've got Gasol.
Right. But again, Jaren Jackson Jr. was their lottery pick this last year, and they've said they're building around him, and he's another seven-footer. And again, but look, Memphis just wants to shed salary. So whoever's going to take Conley and Gasol at this point, I think they just want to get rid of him.
Yeah, that's true. What about Dallas?
Now, if you can...
You got Doncic.
But there's the thing. Unless you want Dennis Smith Jr. and now they're playing well together again, they're not going to give either one of those two guys up. The other one I'd say is Denver, simply because...
If you wouldn't give up Dennis Smith Jr.?
I would if I'm Dallas, but yeah. I don't think that's what they want. Because okay. I don't think that's attractive in New Orleans because they already have Plus Holiday picks. And
oh, that's
the other
true.
Picks are big.
But you could get picks, yeah. And, you know, Dallas is having a decent year, but they may have a decent, you know, they're, what, fourth from the bottom in the West?
Yeah. But, again, you got two guys so to build around now, so you got some young pick. Guys. They're also trying to dump salaries. They want to get rid of Wes Matthews Jr. Yeah. And guys like that. So they're trying to unload salaries. I'll tell you this. Denver's a team that intrigues me because mm-hmm. if you can put him with Murray and so like you talk about with some of the teams that, like Indiana that have a good nucleus of pieces, not necessarily a glaring superstar per se, but they got a lot of good talent. Denver would be – and I think he would be all right there. He's still close enough to the West Coast, but he knows he's got a roster full of talent.
Well, what would be crazy is if a team like the Rockets were to say, all right, take Capella.
Mm-hmm. Nick, would you be – just. I mean, tough for you.
You take Capella, you take maybe you get, you know, House, sign him, include him in the trade and a pick and just move up because you know you've got this year and next year, which is probably your window anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's time to blow it up and start all over because Harden's going to be a little older. CP3's probably going to be, you know,
CP3 will have 1 year left at $45 million. That will strap
which is
you
next
a little
year,
bit.
Right?
No,
next year?
No, that's the final year. That's okay. The fourth year.
But, I mean, their window is small. Their window is about what you would get with him. I mean, would you entertain something like that?
I don't think there's any question. People are asking me on Twitter this morning. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind Daryl's picking up the phone.
And seeing what it's
and at least kicking the tires. But here's the thing. If you're in New Orleans, and you it behooves you to wait for Boston if you can. But everybody's saying, oh, they got to take the L.A. deal no matter what it is because Rich Paul's his agent, that's LeBron's boy, and they want him to play in L.A. No, you still have control because, like you said, it's not just for the end of this year and you lose him. He's got one and a half left. So you do have a say-so. You get the best offer for you because he's obviously not doing any favors by wanting to leave.
Nope.
And some of the early offers that I'm hearing New Orleans wants, one didn't involve Kuzma. I'm like, well, then you're idiotic. Just idiotic. If you right. don't want Kyle Kuzma. But then another one said, Kuzma, Ball, two number ones, and one of their big foreign kids. I was like, if I'm New Orleans, I take that deal in a heartbeat. But if I'm the Lakers, I do it even quicker. Because you don't even involve Ingram or Jason Hart in the deal.
But that's just it. It depends on what you're being offered for Davis. But they can't force them to go with an L.A. trade.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're still in control as the general manager of the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Get the best deal for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm with
so
you
So it'll
that.
Be interesting to see how that plays out. And ironically, they're here tomorrow night, national TV as well. So ESPN, I'm sure, will be trying to see what's going on there. And maybe something else will develop before there in terms of rumors. But that's the early prognostications in terms of where he wants to go and where he could end up. But I like what you're thinking, too. If we could find a couple teams out there, keep them out of the West.
Yeah.
I don't need to see him go to the Lakers and make them better and then because they're struggling. Did you pick them to win the West or to be in the Western Conference final?
I might have picked them. Actually, did I?
I don't know. I'm asking for a friend. Nick, did you?
Oh.
Pick who?
The Lakers to be in the Western Conference final?
I probably did.
I don't know. One of us did, I think. And it wasn't Joel.
I think I said that they weren't going to be that good. So
I'm with you. That's what I thought all along.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Oh, you go back and listen. I was not a Laker.
You were on the number five seed. Nope. But LeBron. They were doing pretty well before LeBron went out. So.
No, they were. But like Stephen A., I made fun of Stephen A. the whole time, who said they were going to be in the Western Conference Finals. Said there's no way in hell. So we'll see. I mean, if LeBron's due to come back in a week or so, he should already be back. Maybe they got a chance, but I don't see it this year. But of course,
I feel like Joel picked them to be pretty high, don't you?
No, it was me. I think he's picking on me.
No, I actually thought it was one of you two. I didn't know which one.
No, I didn't. I don't think I picked him
to make
the playoffs.
I'm pretty sure he was talking to me.
We can look up the picks.
I'm pretty sure I said they were going to finish at five, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. So I was pretty high on the Lakers.
I didn't think they were going to.
That was stupid.
Home court, but we'll see. All right, if you want to talk about the Anthony Davis rumors, if you want to talk about the Rockets, or you want to talk about anything else, we got Super Bowl week upon us, so we've got lots to get to. We're here for you, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job, locally owned and operated. They are going to be focused on making sure, whether it's for your business or your family, you get the best energy service and the best rate possible. Anytime that you have any interaction with them, you're going to get a human being on the phone, and they're going to go from there. You call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or you can log on to infuseenergy.com. But if you call and you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and then they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to tailor-make a program and get the best rate possible for you and your needs. It's just the way they do business, and they're like a trusted friend. They're going to be 100% honest on those rare occasions when there's another company out there that can beat their rates. They're going to let you know because they never want you to feel like you can't trust them and they're trying to screw you over. They are here as a friend for you, whether it be right away or later on down the line when you need an energy provider. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. I'm telling you right now, infuse energy into your life.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We're all in studio. You can see us, by the way. If you look at the live stream off of ESPN975.com, brought to you by Twin Peaks. We are there and live and in living color with the Twin Peaks logo on the desk today. Did you see that?
Fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were putting that up in the middle of our show.
Yes, indeed they were. I didn't think they were going to get it up, and they did.
Once again, just whatever.
So.
I'll refrain.
Yes. Pro Bowl was yesterday. I'm sure you were enthralled.
Did not watch a single bit. Did not watch it.
I was like, this is exactly what we talked about. I just know that we had went to the store or something like that, left the TV on, came back. The Pro Bowl pregame was on, and it was pouring. And I'm going, this is why you don't have it in Orlando. You have it in, like, Hawaii. And they were trying to do, like, you know, the baseball all-star game, the red carpet walk and everything. Guys were just grabbing umbrellas. And it's like a monsoon. Fans are sitting there with hefty bags over their heads. I'm going, good luck for the NFL.
Yeah, that sucks. That does. I wouldn't want to go there. I mean, it would be cool to see celebrities and players. Well, I don't even know if there's a lot of celebrities there, but there's definitely players. But not in the rain. Not in the rain. Hawaii, though, I think it was just too costly for them, so they decided to go cheap, and now they're paying for it.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly it. Because from a player's perspective, you had a win-win, right? They're going to show... And they're going to bring their families. It's going to be a vacation. But that's the price you pay for getting guys who don't want to play in an all-star game when it means nothing. But when you go to Orlando, everybody's like, I can go to Disney on a weekend if I want with the money they're making. So what's the incentive? And then Deion Sanders was calling people out. Rodgers started this a couple years ago as a player. But Deion was like, as a man that wants to compete, don't you want to see how you match up against the best in the game? Why are you guys not even trying? And why is it, you know, and essentially, they have the biggest issue of all the All-Star games because the risk with such a physical sport is higher than anywhere else, baseball or basketball. And guys just don't want to play. And so unless you want to see them do bowling or the superstars or and the skills challenges, the game itself is a waste.
Yeah, why not just make it, I mean, do the skills challenge and the fun stuff and maybe do flag football on the beach or, didn't somebody get injured?
Yeah, someone got hurt and blew out Achilles or something on the beach.
But just do flag football. Just do Tupelo. Do, I don't know, 7-on-7, all-time QB. Something. I mean,
It's a tough sell, and because I just was reading up on it, what happened yesterday. But Jason Garrett used Alvin Kamara and Saquon Barkley as edge pass rushers late in the game. Jalen Ramsey caught a touchdown from Deshaun Watson. If that's what it's come down to, taking guys out of their natural position, which they were rewarded with that game because of their performance, and having them play out of position, that's where you're really going to get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. People doing foolish stuff.
Right. Just stupidity.
But I don't know.
I think they got issues. I think there's something they got to be.
But they've had issues. I mean, like, this isn't something new this year. At least they have the skills challenge, which makes it a little more interesting.
Well, and then I heard Charlie on the way in saying that Roger Goodell said he listens to the fans. And the fans like this or they like that. If you listen to the fans after this year, they'd like it to go away. Because no one finds that as entertaining television or enthralling game action.
No. I mean, I knew it was this weekend. And it wasn't like I was like, hey, babe, I'm going to be driving during the game back from Fort Worth. Can you record it? Didn't even cross my, like, I'm not coming in and breaking down the Pro Bowl.
Right.
At least in the NBA, you might come in and be like, dude, LeBron James put up 80. It was crazy.
Did
it was
you
like
see McGrady throw the pass to himself off the backboard, caught it in the lane, hammered it home that year. You know, there's always going to be like big time plays in the NBA because it's just like freestyle and fast breaks.
Yeah. But watching JJ Watt be an a-hole and go 100 miles an hour, like, it matters. Like, no one cares. No one cares about that game. And the NBA and the NFL to say that they listen to people, if you really did, you would have gotten rid of the Pro Bowl a long time ago. You don't listen to the fans.
That's why I'd be interested to see what the ratings were.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to increase by changing it up and pretty much keeping it the Pro Bowl that it's always been and just moving it to Orlando.
But I will say this, Nick, from an intelligent marketing perspective, at least they strategically planned it this way anyway, but football's over. There's not a whole lot going on. Obviously, like in a Houston market, people don't care about college basketball. So as they're flipping channels looking for sports on a weekend, they go, oh, the Pro Bowl. They may leave it on.
I have your ratings if you want them.
Yes, please.
Disney XD added only a tenth of a rating point to the ABC ESPN figure yesterday of 5.6. The Pro Bowl drew a 5.7 overnight rating yesterday afternoon, which was aired in English across ABC, ESPN, and Disney. XD, that figure is down from a 5.9 last year on ABC and ESPN. So they expanded it to Disney's channel.
Oh, it was simulcast at the same time, in case you didn't get it where you wanted to in the clearest form on Channel 13 on ABC. You also got it on ESPN. Why?
I don't know. I don't even know. Is a 5.9 good?
No.
It doesn't sound good.
No. Not for TV.
I don't know what that is. Not for NFL football. NFL games, especially Houston Texans games, but even NFL games are getting double digits. They're up there around a 10 when life is good, when regular season games are on.
So what is a 5.9? Where would that be?
What do you mean?
Like, where was that? Where does that rate? I mean, is this...
I don't think it's very good.
Is it like, you know, Jerry Falwell? Is this
in terms of other things in the market?
Yeah, like, where would it be? Is this in the bottom fourth of television watched?
I'm sure there's a lot of TV shows that would love a 5.9.
Sure,
and they could make a lot of money. But I think when you all things considered, and what other games have done,
well, and when you think about the fact that number one, two, or three almost every week is Sunday Night Football on NBC when the matchup's good, that's how big of a draw it is. And then you say that the Pro Bowl did a 5-point whatever. You're like, yeah, that's not even close. It's not even really scratching the surface.
The Big Bang Theory gets an 11-1.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
But that's the power you would expect from the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. You would think they can pull that market share at this time. You have all the best players, with an exception of the best players on the two teams that are in the Super Bowl. Well, you would think they'd be able to pull something like that.
The other thing that you're going to see, too, is a lot of these guys have clauses in their contract that say if you make the Pro Bowl,
you get money.
You get a bonus. And a lot of the teams are going to go, tell you what, if you don't play, we'll still give you the bonus.
Right.
Because if you're the Texans,
you don't want JJ.
Do you want Deshaun or JJ? No. And JJ passed on it because he had been there before. But, you know, and then they were all excited because Mahomes not only played, he was mic'd up and he was so mad that he missed a play that he dropped an F-bomb.
Did Deshaun play?
Yeah. He threw the touchdown to Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, the last thing you want to know, you want to see after, especially in rainy conditions.
Right. Somebody blow out a knee. So I was looking up real quick. They have on Wikipedia the top rated programs in the U.S. by year.
Okay.
That's weird. So the last 2 years, the number one rated show on TV has been The Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
Yeah, this pulled an 11-1 and 11-5 the last 2 years. NCIS was 2015-16. And prior to that,
yeah,
2011, 12, 12, 13, each of the Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a big deal, but that's not. And they got to do something about it or just let it fade into the sunset. I know there's sponsor money involved, and I think they signed a multi-year deal to keep it in Orlando, which is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to figure out something else because it's awful.
They should just do like a softball game and some other
stuff. Well, remember Clay Matthews got that line drive off his beak last year and his nose blew up.
Don't let them pitch. Make a referee pitch.
There you go. Yeah.
Let the guy that blew the...
Vinovich. Let Bill Vinovich be the pitcher and just everybody's hitting shots up the middle. All right. We're going to continue to roll on. Hour number one is in the books, but 2 hours still to go in the big show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5.